The Alabama Crimson Tide are back at practice for this Monday's national championship game in Atlanta. The Tide will face Georgia after the Bulldogs defeated Oklahoma in this week's Rose Bowl game in Pasadena. Alabama won its slot in the title game by beating Clemson in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. This was the third time the Crimson Tide has faced Clemson in a major game. And one football historian says it might not be the last time. APR's Pat Duggins reports on how legendary Alabama coach Bear Bryant competed against the same coaches time after time, just as Nick Saban is now.
We came here to win, and just incredibly disappointed in our performance.
What a difference a year can make. That was Clemson's head coach Dabo Swinney talking with reporters after the Tigers lost the Sugar Bowl to the Crimson Tide. In January of last year, Swinney was basking in triumph after beating Alabama for the national title. There would be no chance at a repeat this year.
You know, championship football is a game of a few plays. You know, you gotta make the critical plays, and we didn't do that.
But Nick Saban and the Tide did.
Because everybody took ownership for it. Everybody took ownership for their role, whether it was a kickoff cover team or the defense.
J.K. Scott, back to punt for Alabama.
But there were some flubs. Alabama went into halftime with a 10-3 lead. Then, just 14 seconds into the second half, quarterback Jalen Hurts fumbled the ball and Clemson recovered. That put the Tigers in position to score a second field goal, which was the last time Clemson got any points. One reason is Alabama defensive nose tackle Deron Payne. He made a critical interception a few plays later and then was sent out as part of the Tide offense. Payne recalled an earlier chat he had with quarterback Jalen Hurts about catching a pass.
Jalen was telling me if he throw it to him, I better catch it. So I tried to make sure I caught the ball.
And catch it he did. Payne says Hurts wasn't the only one he was talking to about it.
I had been talking to Coach Locks about it, and he said just keep on working, you might get it. And I just tried to do my best to go out of practice and work hard, and they finally gave it to me.
That interception and catch earned Payne defensive MVP honors. It was only his second catch, including one in high school. The Sugar Bowl ended 24-6, and for a lot of Alabama fans, the victory was payback for this.
We beat the last seven national champions, all of them, this year. I don't know who tweeted that out, but I appreciate that little nugget.
That was 1 year ago.
Watson's pass complete to number 7, Mike Williams.
Swinney was addressing reporters inside Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, and one of those championship teams he was talking about was Alabama. The game that just ended cost Nick Saban the title.
I think every loss is very painful, and my loss is really for the bad feeling that I have for the players who've worked so hard to create this opportunity for themselves, and not to be able to finish it is very disappointing for me, but because of them.
Bo Scarborough, touchdown, Alabama!
This was the second matchup in as many years between Clemson and the Tide. Alabama beat the Tigers in Arizona in 2016 for the championship. Tampa in 2017 was Sweeney's chance at payback. The Tide led for the whole game, at least until the last 4.5 minutes. That's when a pair of penalties put Clemson within striking distance and then the lead. Deron Payne drew an unsportsmanlike conduct call followed by a penalty for pass interference against Anthony Averett. That did it. Clemson made the go-ahead touchdown and never looked back.
Extra point Griffith, 9:23 left in the first quarter. Alabama 7, Clemson nothing.
Just hats off to those guys. I mean, what an unbelievable champion they are. What a fight.
Sweeney was being gracious in victory. The final score was 35-31 with the Tigers hoisting the 2017 championship trophy.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to stomach watching that one anytime soon. That has to be one of the greatest games of all time. Just absolutely incredible.
Just as Clemson savored the thrill of victory, it was Nick Saban tasting the agony of defeat.
I don't think one game defines who you are, as a person, as a competitor, or as a team, and certainly not define what this group of young men was able to accomplish this year.
And win or lose, Alabama fans stand a decent chance of facing Clemson again in the near future. That's the view of someone with deep roots in Crimson Tide lore.
This is really a first-time thing with Clemson.
That's Ken Gaddy. He runs the Bear Bryant Museum on the campus of the University of Alabama. He's referring to Saban facing Sweeney in the 2016 and 2017 championships and then this year's Sugar Bowl.
Three times in a row, Dabo Swinney, a former player, as their head coach. So it's kind of a unique thing going on here.
Unique maybe, but not unheard of. However, you might have to ask your grandparents about previous examples. We asked Ken Gaddy to put on his historian's hat and look for examples when an Alabama football coach faced the same opposing coach again and again. He says it was a half century ago in New Orleans in the Sugar Bowl.
And now we're ready for the start of the 33rd annual Sugar Bowl Football Classic.
The closest analogy would have been the Nebraska 66 Orange Bowl, 67 Sugar. We split those. Bob Devaney was the coach of Nebraska. To play in those back-to-back years. We did Notre Dame 2 years in a row. We sadly lost both of those games.
Gaddy says Alabama fans had better get used to seeing more of Dabo Swinney. That's because of the way semifinal games like the Sugar Bowl and the Rose Bowl are being structured these days.
Now that the national championship is tied directly to those games, it may happen more and more as we go forward because is Alabama, is Clemson going to be in consideration for the national championship in the future? So this may not be the last time that they play.
Mosley kicks off for Alabama.
And fans of the Crimson Tide might want to add Georgia's Kirby Smart to that list. Nick Saban and the team will face Bama's old defensive coordinator this coming Monday in Atlanta for the national championship. Pat Duggins, APR News, at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans.
The Alabama Crimson Tide hoisted its 17th national championship trophy last night. APR's Pat Duggins reports it was a come-from-behind win over the Georgia Bulldogs that took the last few minutes and a touchdown in overtime to clinch.
Gain of 8, first down, Alabama.
If fans of college football wanted a nail-biter of a game, the Crimson Tide and the Georgia Bulldogs didn't disappoint. Alabama defensive back Tony Brown tried to make a statement early with an interception just a minute and a half into the game. After that, it was all Georgia with two field goals and a touchdown that left the game 13-0 at halftime. Coach Nick Saban tried to shake things up by replacing quarterback Jalen Hurts with his backup, Tua Tagovailoa. The change gave Alabama some spark, but it took until just under 4 minutes left in regulation for the Tide to tie the score 20-20. Once in overtime, Georgia struck first with a field goal. Alabama responded with a touchdown catch by wide receiver Devontae Smith to nab the title. For some observers of the Crimson Tide, the fact that Alabama was even in contention for the title was a come-from-behind victory in and of itself. Things looked bad in late November.
In the SEC, fourth in the nation in completion percentage, not only with some sensational throws, but he's been doing it with his legs.
Back in late November, Alabama's loss to Auburn in the Iron Bowl knocked the Tide out of the top four in the college football rankings. It also meant no chance of redemption by playing in the SEC championship. That game would go to Auburn and Georgia. All Alabama could do was sit and watch. Tide fans who tuned into TV coverage of the game between Auburn and Georgia heard this.
Auburn, Alabama, SEC championship. We're going to kick it off when we come back.
Call it an omen or just a mistake any broadcaster might make, but that Auburn and Alabama blooper could have been taken as a sign that the Crimson Tide season might not be over just yet.
I'm going to ask it this way, not what you predict, who should be in that four spot?
I think it should be Alabama.
The big break came the next day on ESPN as members of the College Football Selection Committee made their final picks for the playoffs.
Number four and going to the playoff to face Clemson will be the Alabama Crimson Tide for the fourth straight.
We felt like, you know, there's sometimes we're kind of on the outside looking in.
Alabama tight end Hale Henches says it all felt weird.
You know, not knowing whether or not we were going to get in the college football playoff and, you know, being fortunate enough to get in. And now, you know, we're going to keep that same hunger and mentality and, you know, hopefully, you know, give these guys a really good run for their money.
Harris, number 34, Damian Harris on the carry.
Daniel on the stop.
But as Alabama and Clemson arrived at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans, the doubters were still there. Even the Crimson Tide's hometown newspaper made a game day prediction that Clemson would beat Alabama in the Sugar Bowl by 3 points. Hale Henches was there when the Tide played Clemson the last time for the national championship a year ago. He says the end of that game still haunts him.
I remember, you know, Clemson's whole last drive, it just felt like it was like a 10-minute drive, which of course it wasn't, but they're just making plays after plays, and you know the everyone on that team was just so like bought in. And
But as the Sugar Bowl played out, it looked like Alabama was the one that was all bought in.
We earned a butt-whipping tonight.
That's how Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney summed up the Tigers' 24-6 loss to the Crimson Tide.
And the lesson is, again, you know, championship football is a few plays and a very small margin for error, and you got to be able to you know, run the ball effectively and take care of the ball. And we didn't do those things tonight. And you're not going to beat a good team like Alabama when you don't do that.
Punt was downed by number 31, Keaton Anderson.
Ball's at the 16-yard line.
Observers of the Tide say the team looked angry. Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts says the sting of the Iron Bowl loss followed the Tide to the Sugar Bowl.
You don't remember the wins, you remember the losses. And I think we never forgot what happened, but we wanted to take it in as a learning experience. We wanted to learn from it, and you know, we had the opportunity to do that today and display it, and we overcame it, and you know, we got them. So we move on to the national championship game.
Second and one at the Georgia 43.
It's possible this is a win that Jalen Hurts and the Tide will remember. Nick Saban also has 6 national titles, which equals the total by Alabama's legendary coach Bear Bryant. Pat Duggins, APR News, and Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
Ball carried by number 2, Jalen Hurts.
The Alabama Crimson Tide won its 17th national title last night over the Georgia Bulldogs. APR's Pat Duggins was at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the nail-biter game that went into overtime.
Gain of 8, first down, Alabama.
If fans wanted a white-knuckle championship game, Alabama and Georgia obliged. The Bulldogs owned the first half, leading 13-0 at halftime. That's when head coach Nick Saban put in backup quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. Even with that change, Bama didn't tie the game until just under 4 minutes before the end of regulation. Georgia scored a field goal in overtime, and Bama responded with a touchdown to win the title. Saban says switching quarterbacks was the key.
I just didn't feel like we could run the ball well enough, and I thought Tua would give us a better chance and a spark, which he certainly did.
This victory means Nick Saban has equaled the 6 national titles won by Alabama's legendary coach Bear Bryant. Pat Duggins, APR News, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
The Crimson Tide will face Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl as part of the college football playoffs. APR's Pat Duggins was at the Southeastern Conference title game over the weekend that sealed Alabama's perfect season.
Alabama won, but it didn't look like it would turn out that way until barely a minute before the end of the game. Georgia led the Tide until then. Things looked worse when quarterback Tua Tagovailoa injured his ankle for a second time and was helped off the field with 10 minutes to go. Backup quarterback Jalen Hurts took over, threw a touchdown pass to tie things up, and then ran for the game-winning score. Head coach Nick Saban couldn't say enough.
He's gone in the game whenever we've asked him to go in the game, and we played him as much as we could so that if this came up, he was going to be ready.
The move was a role reversal from what happened back in January. That's when Tagovailoa took over for Hurts and won the national championship over Georgia. Pat Duggins, APR News, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.